After testing different materials in an extremely scientific way, I decided cotton balls had the most potential to improve the strength of this ice hammer. So that's the first thing I tried. After stuffing the mold, I placed it in the freezer till the next day. Once frozen, the hammer looked really good. I started off with relatively light hits on a small nail and was going to increase the strength with each hit. It was looking pretty promising with some nail movement, but it did start to splinter, especially when I had an inaccurate hit on the nail. I almost completed the task, but then disaster struck and the hammer broke at the shaft. I wasn't going to be defeated with such a small amount of the nail left, so I choked up on the hammer and kept pounding, but I didn't have the leverage I used to, and the hammer started to break down even more at the tip, meaning the nail made no progress. In my frustration, I tried some dumb things that I'm not particularly proud of, and unfortunately, I still never got the nail in. The goal isn't just to get a single nail into some wood, but rather to have a more functional hammer, so I obviously had to make some modifications to the original design of just cotton balls. So I decided to try a more composite approach. Since paper towels also perform pretty good in testing, I decided to put a full bottom layer and top layer of paper towel strips to help keep everything together. I stuffed the middle with cotton balls again, and I thought it'd be a good idea to lay some string down at the shaft since it was the shaft breaking that was the biggest problem. With those modifications, it was time to freeze it and try it again the next day. I woke the next day to another solid looking hammer, so my hopes were high, but that hope quickly faded after a few whacks showed an amateur carpenter's worst nightmare. The nail was starting to bend. I should have stopped right there and tried again before the damage was too great, but I foolishly tried to power through, which we all know basically never works. Unless nothing. The hammer finally broke, along with my heart, as I knew another day was needed. On the bright side though, the hammer didn't snap for quite some time and definitely withstood some higher force, meaning the string and paper towel modifications definitely helped. I was getting a bit concerned about the front of the hammer's durability, which started to wear down, so I wanted to make one special modification. I stuck with a similar lining of paper towel strips on the bottom, and since the string worked so well, I added an additional string layer to the bottom. Then I stuffed the bulk with cotton balls. I remembered from testing that the oats seemed to look pretty good from a hardness perspective, so I stuffed some oats at the front head of the hammer to hopefully make it stronger. Then I added that second string layer before closing it up with paper towel strips again. The next day, the hammer once again looked like a beast and was pretty cool with the oat tip. It was looking pretty good at the start, but the oats didn't really seem to help that much and started to splinter off. However, the nail was going down until a poor hit once again bent it, and I just pounded the bent nail into the wood sideways. The head was looking pretty damaged, but I decided it was still intact enough to try a smaller nail, so I quickly placed another in. This time it did technically work. However, a hammer that gets completely torn up after a single use is not what I want, and that's why I decided to double down and go bigger. However, I don't own a larger hammer than this, so instead, it was mallet time.